We're in New York City at Sweet Basil's down in the West Village. Later on in this hour, Jazz Alive will take you up 7th Avenue to the Village Vanguard to listen to the Mel Lewis Orchestra. But right now, we're about to hear an extraordinary twosome, the tenor saxophone and bass duo of Warren Marsh and Red Mitchell. Warren Marsh is something of an enigma in jazz. He enjoys a small band of reverent followers coast to coast who stalk his musical whereabouts, much like the bird watchers who trail Charlie Parker throughout his career. Marsh's own career has shifted many times between New York and Los Angeles, where he grew up. To a few, he's known for his saxophone pairings with Lee Konitz and the group Super Sax. To others, his works can be uncovered on small, almost obscure record labels. Though a teacher as well as a tenor saxophonist, Marsh spent many years as a student with the late Lenny Tristano, whom he first met in 1947. He talked about the principles of Tristano's teachings with Michael Cuscuna.
He knew the difference between imitating another musician and being influenced by another musician quite clear. Lenny was quite original himself. And he could communicate that right away to a student. He could say, I'm not hearing you play, I'm hearing Charlie Parker play. Now, which is it going to be, man? If you want to play like Charlie Parker, then just go out and imitate him. But if you want just to learn from the cat and do your own thing with what you learn, then you're going to have to stop and take a good look at yourself and begin expressing yourself. He could say all of that by his presence somehow. And he simply made that idea clear that he knew where you were coming from.
Yeah. Do you use a lot of Lenny's practices in teaching students?
I really do, man. I'm passing on what I learned from him, and that's over a period of 30 years.
This may be an unanswerable question, but hearing you play in different contexts through the years, you seem to have an unceasing flow of creativity every time you put the horn into your mouth. What was the internal process and the emotional process to strip everything away and be able to let that open itself up?
Boy, a lot of living and a lot of experience. I never want to be so tied to ideas themselves that I can't play a continuing melody. You have to look at music fresh in the face every day and say, I'm going to play something different than I did yesterday. And if it means improvising very slowly and with not a care in the world, then that's what has to be done. But somehow or another, I have to get through that same song a new way tomorrow. Thank you.
No, no, no.